Matthew 18, verse 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Does that seem like an odd question to you? What caused Peter to ask this question? I used to think that Peter was asking, if my brother sins against me once, should I forgive him seven times so he's sure that I forgive him? Is that what he really means? Or is he asking, is there a point where it's not worth forgiving my brother anymore, or he just goes too far? After all, there's a limit to our mercy, and sometimes people just go too far. So many people will either ignore our forgiveness, or worse yet, use it to take advantage of us. We don't know what Peter was actually thinking when he asked the question, but it appears that he just wanted to know more about the nature of forgiveness. Why not ask Jesus? Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, let's hear Jesus' response. Verses 22 through 35. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold, with his wife and his children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, and released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him in prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to each of you from his heart if he does not forgive his brother his trespasses. There are a few contrasts in this parable. The first is the size of the debts. The debt between the two servants is a significant one. 100 denarii is roughly 100 days worth of wages. But the debt that the servant owed to the master is enormous. One talent is worth roughly 20 years of work, and he owed 10,000. Jesus is using hyperbole here, much like we would say that he owed him a gajillion dollars. The servant had every reason to be thankful. We also have every reason to be thankful because we stand for that servant. The master is God, and the debt that we owe is incomprehensible to us. We can barely wrap our minds around eternity, and yet the debt must be paid with eternal death. Unless, that is, we don't run up a debt in the first place by keeping the law, but we are by nature sinful and have incurred that debt at conception. And worse yet, we daily add to it. It makes the minor wrongs between our brothers and our neighbors and the grudges that we hold seem pretty insignificant, doesn't it? The second contrast is a big one. The servant begged for the master for mercy, and he got it. But when he found his fellow servant, and the servant asked for mercy, there was none to be shown. When the master found out about it, he was enraged and threw him in prison until the entire debt was paid, which would be forever because you can't pay a debt in prison. So, do we forgive out of fear for what the master will do to us if we don't? Instead of focusing on the plight of the servant, we need to understand just what the master did. When the master asked for the debt to be paid, the servant pleaded for more time. Notice that the master did not merely grant him more time. He just fully eliminated the debt all at once. In the same way, the Lord has eliminated our debt fully. Therefore, we forgive out of gratitude rather than fear. But there's one more little contrast. Obviously, the servant should have expressed his thankfulness by forgiving the other servant. He would therefore be imitating his master, and we should too. The problem is, we have to forfeit our loss. If someone owes you $5 and you forgive him and say he doesn't have to pay you the $5, you're still out $5. And you can't go to another person and say, I forgave this guy his debt to me, but I'm still out $5. Can you give me $5? It probably wouldn't go well. But God, in his righteousness, because he's a just God, he could not give up the debt. It had to be paid. What did he do? He sent his only begotten Son to pay the debts of all people. Jesus alone could do this because he was perfect and had no debt in the first place. And God, our Master and Father, didn't wait for us to get down on our knees and beg for forgiveness, but he just did it. He even sent his Holy Spirit to us in the washing of baptism before we even asked for it. Today we worship assured of our forgiveness that Jesus purchased for us in his suffering and death and won for us with his resurrection. Understanding God's forgiveness for us is key to understanding our forgiveness with our neighbor. That forgiveness made us new men with no limits to our love, mercy, and forgiveness for one another. If our brother ignores us, we continue to forgive, continue to let our light shine, and pray that he will take notice, even if it takes 490 times, and even if he continues to sin after that. And be assured that when we forgive our brother, his sins are truly forgiven in heaven. We love because God first loved us. Also, we forgive because God first forgave us. Amen. We close with hymns 171, verses 7 and 11.